Hey y'all, my name is James, and only James on today's episode of A Mostly Ramblin' Masked Rider. Well, hello there, everyone. Happy Bladesgiving. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You gotta give blades to the turkey bit beast gobbler himself. That's a Patreon reference. Go over to patreon.com/MLMpod to figure that out. But there's no time to meander up front. I've been saying meander a lot. Deal with it.
Oh, James, you're meandering with the meandering.
James. Calm. Meanderin sounds like mandarin, which also sounds like mandolin, which you can listen to us over on patreon.com/MLMpod discuss a man's mandolin in on Engaged with Nicolas Cage, $5 a month, baby. But hey, guys, it's going to be a calm one, or it needs to be quick, though. I'm adjusting the microphone. My mom might be showing up in a few minutes. She might be showing up in a few hours. She didn't update me like she said she would in the morning. Wowzers. Okay. So it's Thanksgiving. Everyone loves it. Actually not. Thanksgiving, least favorite of the major holidays. Get it out of here. But my mom's showing up. That's pretty cool. She's spending a couple days with us. Maybe she's going to go see WWE SmackDown by herself, maybe? I don't know. But hey, guys, December is a wild time for us all, and I'm here to give you updates of what our schedule will be. But first, November 30th at 6 p.m., that's Central Time, and a Thursday, it's the Darling Homebody Shopping Network. Get on that. You're gonna wanna be there, you're gonna wanna be square, because every $100 Nicole makes selling her merch on the Darling Homebody Shopping Network, on Facebook, Twitch, and TikTok? I'm gonna be eating hot sauce, the hot one's last dab, just like I did last year and maybe the year before that. So please check that out. Even if you just wanna watch, even if you just wanna pick up some stuff for maybe a family member or a lot of stuff for yourself, Darling Homebody on all of that stuff, all the social media, even Parler. I'm kidding. I don't know if that thing still exists. And what else do we have? So in December, on December 7th, I believe, that's our normal day, like a Thursday, we'll be posting Patreon stuff on the 7th and the 21st. It'll probably be, like last year's Sam and Max Christmas special, and then something else. I don't know. Maybe my watch-along of Santa Claus, but only the first 17 minutes of it before it gets fantastical and the movie kind of just trails off and I don't enjoy it. I want to see a father, like, rekindle a relationship with his child at a Denny's, okay? So that's what will be in the free feed on those specific weeks. But December 14th, Pissmas will be released. I think it's going to be the most people, maybe six people on Pissmas here in this tiny ass room. So be on the lookout for that. We are discussing Masked Rider, Furbus's first Christmas. So it's actually a Christmas episode this time, guys. Don't worry. It is Christmas. Be on the lookout. Stop saying be on the lookout for that, James. Okay. And then on December 21st, recorded live on Twitch, we will be doing our annual WMSS call-in show. You'll be able to call in. Our topic, I think, is just what was the best movie or your favorite movie you watched this year? Doesn't need to be from any other year, but whatever. December 21st, that's when we're recording it. And December 28th, the polished version on the podcast feed will be posted. So again, November 30th, Darling Homebody Shopping Network. Pissmas is being released on December 14th. The live recording, which you can call into, listener, that is on December 21st. And that polished recording will be on December 28th in the free feed. And then January, like usual, I'll be a week off. I'm planning on playing and finally beating Monster Rancher 3 for the PlayStation 2. That's all I'm going to do. Maybe if I get a work day, from Chicago Comics. I can, hey, I worked a little bit, and now I'm going to go home, eat some Thai food, and just play all night.
Hey.
But what are we playing today? We are playing, I think, episode 6 of Saban's Masked Rider, entitled Arcade Ace. And I've actually been getting something wrong on this. I am getting these, like, the best quality of these shows from something called Bereke Scrubs, not Subs, because they are just releasing updated raw versions of this. There's no subtitles in that. So check them out. They are very good. It's great. So without further ado, let's enjoy episode 6 of Saban's Masked Rider, Arcade Ace, which is available on YouTube. It is available, again, to download on Bereke Scrubs. So, links in the description, and let's get this synced up. Are you synced up? I'm at 00. I'm going to count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play. And then on play is when I will be hitting play. A little bit of the volume will be in the background. All right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play. The Adventures of Masked Rider. I'm seeing Adventures on the Masked Rider. I need to turn this up a little bit.
I wish someone would teach him a lesson.
Let the game. Dude, this is giving me life right now. Oh, Furbus looks dope. He loves bananas. An arcade in the 90s. Ooh, baby. Screw an 80s or 70s arcade. That's the stuff I like. Not Ninja Turtles. Three Ninjas, the second one. The one where they say they go to that pizza parlor. That one. Oh, that pizza parlor. Ooh, baby. Rips so hard. Do I keep even to debate, like, will I find something new in this intro? I don't know. He's adopted by a kind family. I wish I were adopted by a kind family or a kind family. Let me get in on that Pineapple Express or that California Kush, that Afghan weed. Get some of that potato soup. You know, that strand of marijuana. If a word exists and is in the lexicon, there is probably a marijuana strand about that, you know? Or named after that. What would be a Godzilla? Godzilla has to be, unless it's trademarked, you know, stuff like that. Like Monster Mash. There has to be a Monster Mash. This dude loves a he wouldn't be... How he's maneuvering that would not be that game. Oh, hell yeah. Furbus is here for support of his best friend.
Slow down, Dex. There's an Earth saying, getting there is half the fun.
What the fuck are you taught? He can't slow down. That's not how the game works.
Something bothering you, Albie?
What is...
You're not a loser.
What is her hair? Well, and like, what dressing does she have on that? Well, making food.
The kids call him Ace.
Oh, yeah.
He said that he can be anyone. In any.
Because last episode I discussed, she was wearing like a French maid outfit. Is that the bit? Like every episode, Jane McIntosh, she's just in a different outfit style. Oh, we'll give him someone a lesson to. So Albie, he's pissed because an Arcade Ace is just obliterating shit and making him feel lesser.
I just can't repair him fast enough.
Oh, okay, that's pretty... When your dad knows how to repair a TV, you can just rub a magnet all across it.
That's what repairmen are for.
Oh, yes.
He is a natural.
Oh, money gomo. Oh, yeah, they know who Furbus is now.
Dex could beat Henry Wall.
Whoa.
Who's Henry Wall?
Henry Wall.
He's a bully, if you ask me.
He's a wall, if you ask me. He keeps up a house, if you ask me. He keeps us safe from insulation filled with asbestos, if you ask me. He would work better as a door if you asked me. He's one half of a Wahlberg if you ask me. Oh, you ever heard of Nut? My favorite, him, if you ask me.
While Dex is helping the little boy, he would be distracted,
leaving him vulnerable to attack by your dreaded insectivore.
Is this stupid? Me, not the show. The show rips.
He may have merit, Doubleface. You will accompany.
Do I have merit? That's what I want to know. Is my voice suck ass, or is it like chill and cool? Let me know in a Spotify comment. These are the things that rack my brain. We watched, so on the Patreon this week, we were discussing National Treasure Book of Secrets. And the daunting thought of having to like travel to all these different locations international made me like panicked, and I had a panic dream of going to China, and everything there was just like larger than life, and it scared me. I had an anxiety dream because of National Treasure Book of Secrets.
Wow, it's fantastic.
Whoa.
It's the first time I've worn it. You only need one drop.
Hell yeah. May I? Is he gonna drink this shit? Hell yeah.
Perfume, it'll make you sick.
How much did that cost?
It cost me a bundle, too.
Yeah.
Presto!
How?
All that magic channel pays off after all. Good trick.
How?
See you later.
So he can, like, duplicate it now? Did he, like, sweat it out or something? Did he spit it? Because I know he swallowed. Is he David Blaine? Did he make a David Blaine of me? He street magicianed me.
He'll be here. Maybe he's sick. He was acting pretty weird at school today.
Yeah, he drank all of my perfume. That would murder me. The smell of perfume makes me go into an asthma attack. But a money gomo drinking perfume, that would kill me. Even seeing it. Ugh. No one cares. Quit waving.
I could be Albie with my eyes closed and both hands tied behind my back.
You forgot. I was gonna say, like, this dude sucks at acting, but he's kind of a he's going Matthew McConaughey with this. Matthew McConaughey, that's right, correct?
You want to see Dex?
Let me know in a 5-star iTunes review. Money gomo.
Should be here any minute.
Do kids these days know what iTunes is? Because now it's just Apple Music and Apple TV, Apple Watch, iBrain. Kids won't even understand the iBrain sketch on Comedy Death Ray.
Another of Dragon's insectivores.
Another one of them. He's
no fight with you.
He's becoming confident in his acting now. I really love this man's story arc. I gotta start watching. I came very close to asking for Tiger Heart, one of the movies he stars in, on VHS from my in-laws. But I was like, no, don't. You ask for so much Yogi Bear shit. Just when a mother-in-law gets you like Troll 2 and a badge of Yogi Bear saying don't do drugs, kids. You can't ask for something on VHS after already asking for a Yogi Bear thing on VHS. I'm kidding. They love me, I think. Why do they need to do that transformation? Just make them there. Oh, this boy's got crabs, am I right? Aga yaga, me. I like the puns in this show. This show's good. It's well made, put together. Yeah, sometimes there's like a random child in the Japanese footage that isn't there in the American footage, but for the most part, it's good.
And I know we shall meet again.
Oh no, I didn't hear anything that was happening. Man, a carousel at a mall. This is kind of like Cinema Carousel, a local movie theater from where I grew up, which was there was a carousel right in the movie theater, and then it made for bad sound when you were watching movies. You just hear those horses going, because they use real horses. Her crush on him, it feels so believable.
That's okay. You're here now.
And this hangout spot, I hope they go to so much more. Hi. I am a boy, just like you.
Well, it should be my choice, since you challenged me.
Since you challenged me. Man, and the planetary designs in arcades at the time, or especially in laser tag, even though laser tag started to be, instead of just seeing the planets, they're like, let's see the strange aliens on the planets. I would love to just interview artists who did these kinds of artworks, these murals. But man, I would love that if I came home after a week away. You'll know why I need a week away, but I came home and our studio was just painted like these walls. I would have fucking gone nuts. I would have said, Nicole, this is the greatest gift you've ever given me. I say I need a week because if I come home after they just painted, I'll smell that paint. I'm allergic to it, baby. Oh yeah, give me that, give me it. Ooh.
We need to get this over with right now.
Right now.
Sure you're all right?
No.
No, fine.
He's fine.
No, he's not, LB. You're hubris.
This peaceable palace of fun and enlightenment, I name myself your cosmically conscious referee.
We don't need a referee.
Yeah, there's scores. You can't cheat on one of these cabinets. Whoa, wonder what game this is. It's Mortal Kombat 7. I've said it before, the fact that there is not an MK Ultra, oh, this is not a video game. These are just people actually fighting, and they put them on graphics. Did he win?
He's my new brother.
Far out.
Far out, dude.
Ace man.
You say you've never played this game before.
Never.
I'm just good at gaming.
I like it.
I'm a gamer, bitch.
You're just a little too good to be true.
Yeah, he is. I hope they end up in the, what's her name? Minx? Patsy. I hope Patsy and Dex end up together. That's my headcanon. In the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers reboot, because Dex will have to be in there as well. They're together. They're kissing. They're saying, oh, we're married now.
Hide down there where no one can see you.
We're both child brides. Because when you marry in high school, you technically are both child brides.
Take it easy, man. It's only a game.
No, it's not. This is the way of life.
There are no losers. Only winners, man. Winners.
Okay, what's gonna happen here?
And everything will be. Cool.
What?
Some freak's doing some serious banana eating over there.
Money. And how this is shot is so, it feels lived in, it feels foggy, it feels hazy. This episode's good. Oh yeah.
Oh, I know. Just like on television. Are you staying fresh?
Oh.
Using always sweet deodorant. Others will thank you.
My God. That smell is peak creepazoid.
We have an emergency situation here. Do you read me, Dex?
Oh, yeah, I read ya.
What's the matter?
It's nothing.
It's nothing. My bicycle's just talking to me mentally. I have a psychological link with my bike and my horny car. If one of your everyday items that you use, what would you want a psychic link with? And not maybe your phone. Because that's psychic damage that's putting on to you. He still won one of them. No, Patsy, go to him.
What are you doing here?
Creeper's back. Magno picked him up.
Creeper's back.
Looks like he's headed for the amusement park.
Good work, Chop.
That's what Henry says whenever Nicole comes home. Creeper's back. I hope she heard that, because it's a good joke.
How you doing, champ?
He's no longer the champ.
Albie, something's come up. Something very important. I must leave.
Something very important. I'm getting abs now, guys. I'm so excited. I've had the cum gutters, but abs are starting to flex, baby. Definition is being had.
I have to go. I have an emergency.
It's a tie game. You leave, you forfeit.
Come on. Just play one more.
Just forfeit.
I have to.
And say, like, I have to go. I'd say, LB, the fucking world is on fire, and I am the only extinguisher that can quench these flames. Unless you want to be a body at the pyre that is Dragon's War. Man, I should write speeches. There's a county fair happening now. Go to that. Oh, man, this is kind of looking like a little place called Step by Step, Day by Day. Fresh start over. Oh, wait, no, this might be Japanese footage. No, it's not. Okay. Hey, guys, I'm a crab. So did he get sick? Is that what's happening? Because I missed the part. Man, this is a cool fairground. It's in the mountains. Nicole and I gotta move to L.A.
The last time I beat you wasn't enough. You have to come back for more.
So R2 and I can spend time writing rom-coms. Formulaic, we wrote a rom-com. A holiday Hallmark-style rom-com. I'm excited about it. That's coming out first Monday of December. Yeah! It's like the third or something. Quamp, quamp. Yeah. All right, so this is all Japanese footage. You'll notice because there are probably no longer mountains.
Then you will learn like those before you. You cannot defeat Mask Raider.
I think that I was going to say, like, man, that's dangerous, but also cool. You get to just stand on a track, but I'm pretty sure they laid down plexiglass so he wouldn't fall through. But even that, man, that's not good. And showing destruction at an amusement park, specifically on the rides, not a good endorsement or advertisement. Don't do that, guys. But what you should do is head over to patreon.com/MLMpod. No, I'm kidding. Head over to darlinghomebody.com. Start making your list. I'm not getting up. Yeah, there's plexiglass on that bitch. Oh, no. It's probably the track has, like, a meshing.
You're still a clawed to me.
Oh, no. He declawed? That's so inhumane, Masked Rider. Saban style. Oh, he got misted.
Save the record of this battle.
Save.
Viewing it over and over again.
What a perv.
I'm glad you're happy with the way things are going on Earth. We don't see enough of your smile.
I so rarely have a reason to.
Damn, saying that to his, like, smoking hot accomplice. I wish he had said, oh, it's, you're excited on what's happening on Earth. You'll be more excited to what's about to happen in bed. And he says, oh, oigle doigle. And he is juiced.
Electro saber.
Oh yeah, pull that hernia.
Toy,
Yeesh! Doigle, doigle.
Is a disaster. Whose idea was it anyway to send that pathetic creeper on this?
Yours.
I believe it was your idea. But of course, we all thought it was a good one at the time.
Silence!
But silence!
Out of my sight.
Oh, dang.
Dex may have defeated me today,
but not tomorrow.
Be mine and soon.
Dude, just give it a rest. Go conquer some other planet on the other side of the universe. Dex is content just living his life here.
We'll see.
I have to apologize to my best brother, Albie.
Sit down.
Too late to do me any good.
Albie! Henry just ordered a second victory sundae.
You have a right to feel disappointed.
No!
But sometimes you have to make a difficult choice.
Money gummo.
I told you about a good reason for leaving.
I got my Furbus back.
I have a responsibility to the people I know.
Yes. Oh, Dex, I love you. I'm Patsy.
They're in the walls and they're just hanging out playing video games in the wall, and Ding Dang Furbus is acting like,
oh, hey, Dex, I'm Patsy. I love you so much.
And Dex is like, shut up, Furbus. Or you would say, please calm yourself, Furbus.
Oh, give me a smooch on my beak. Oh, Patsy, I'm here.
Well, you could if you practiced.
Holy shit, he's doing whippets. That kid's getting high.
Hitting him again, then I kick them.
It's cool with me too. And I've given our man Henry the word. Champion or not, no more game hogging. Or
damn. No more game hog. I got game well hogging, if you know what I mean.
Hey, I ordered another sundae. Where is it?
Oh, dang. Now he's doing whippets. Furbus is a bad influence. Rob Lowe style. Eminem style. Dr. Dre. Furbus. Damn, Furbus knows how to wink now. What can't Furbus do? That was a good episode.
Will Hal be able to get his TV to give up smoking?
Huh? Oh, okay. I was like, Hal smokes?
Has Furbus's sweet tooth finally gone bananas?
Oh, yeah.
Will
it has. I want to see a day where he just downs an entire wedding cake. Yes.
On the next adventures of
Masked Rider. Saban. All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching along with me. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Let me know. Do you like Masked Rider? And if you don't, I get like it helps the algorithm if you comment. So I guess. But don't. Just say yes or no. Don't give a long-winded explanation of why or why not. I don't need it. That's just negativity. But if you love it, let me know. Do you ship Furbus and Dex? But Furbus is just being a goofball being Patsy? I don't. I ship Dex and Patsy. All right, thank you so much for listening. And while you're listening to stuff, head over to wherever music is found and search Marshland Monster. That's three words. Just put out an EP of chill ass, just very relaxed. Well, it's still like energetic drum and bass stuff. Think Kirby meets like lo-fi, and then you mash those together. It's really good. I hope it does well. It's called Rainy Beach Day. It's the best composition that I've ever done. Check that out. And in December, on December 29th, I believe, is that Friday? Maybe December 28th, something like that. last Friday of December, I should say, yeah, 29th, I am releasing with Dragon Boy Suede a song called Critters Pay for Loads. It is a wild one. It's as wild of a concept as Baltic States. Yeah. It's great. Please check it out. Howard sent me that, and he's like, do a verse on this. And I said, Jesus Christ, man. Critters pay for loads. Who? Oh, boy. That's going to be a good one. And that's I've released one project, either a single EP or an album, every single month this year. All of it's available. And let me know, what's your favorite one? That's a good question to ask. Oh boy, I'll give a rundown of that. And on WMSS, I will be breaking down the top 15 movies that I watched this year. I'm excited about it. I watched like, I don't know, 150-ish so far. All great, all wonderful. There might have been a couple stinkers in there because, oh yeah, there was one that I watched on Full Moon that it's the concept. It was called like Cassandra or something. The concept sounded great, but it was a stinker. But damn, oh damn, were there a lot of boobies in it. So listen to my music under Marshland Monster. Listen to our other podcasts on the Marshland Media Network. Wherever you're listening to this, you can listen to the following: Hit It and Crit It, This Movie's Gay, The Height of Horror, Formulaic, a podcast in script writing, Sweet Child of Time, Sweaty Time Pro Wrestling / Shuffling the Deck / Death to Squids, which are all in the same podcast feed. Just search the Marshland Media Podcast wherever you're listening to this. Oh yeah, baby! And head over to patreon.com/MLMpod, where for $5 a month, you get exclusive content every single Friday. Oh yeah, like I said, Engaged with Nicolas Cage this week is releasing. And next, the 1st of December, that Friday, we're releasing, it will be Ernest Saves Christmas. I'm very excited about that. Lil Corey and I for This Existed discussing that movie. Oh yeah. And if you're a $10 patron, you get monthly bonus exclusive content in the form of Straight to Patreon right now. Our Blades Giving episode, I think, might have released, possibly. It's coming up soon if it hasn't already released. That's Joe and I discussing a Beyblade movie like we did last year. Yay, yay. And you get shoutouts on every single free feed podcast as a $10 patron. So let's begin with those, starting with Steve F., Eric Berry of Ranger Command Power Hour, Alex Z., The Waz, Orion, Jordan B., The Chaos Witch, My Bickle Brother in Common Law, Joshua Jakis, Steve Barnes, A Sweet Child of Time, My Mother, who should be here sometime today, Lil Corey's BFF and now former roommate Shane, hung out with him last week at Lil Corey's engagement party, which we will be discussing on This Existed, because boy, oh boy, those two, him and Jay, know how to do an engagement party. That fed, twitch.tv/CoreWinning, it's CoreWin. And from The Rom Complex and Formulaic, a podcast in script writing, it's twitch.tv/R2Shelby2. I've been James, and we've been Mostly Ramblin' Master Rider. See you guys. Bye. This has been a Marshland Media production. Produced by James McCullum. For more content, please visit mlmpod.com. To support our network and have access to exclusive podcasts, head over to patreon.com/mlmpod and sign up today.
Oh, yeah.